Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alrighty, folks, this is the first Inside the Monster short. It is an ITM short. Myself, Steve Perrault, and Joey Capone are here. Inside the Monster, as you know, brought to you by Odyssey. So here's the deal, Joey. We were talking about this for a while. We've been talking about this for a good amount of time, good amount of minutes and hours, and we realize that there's a lot of stuff that happens in these series that we want to just get thoughts off, and like we want to have the listener reaction, and we want it to be more immediate. And so what we're going to do is keep the feed as lively as possible. And today it's voicemails because we got some really good reactions from people after the Red Sox win here, 9-4 win in Atlanta, needed it, got it. And we're going to have these throughout the season. These are going to be ideally every single week, along with our still two episodes a week. So this is really considered bonus content. So we're doing this for you. All right. This is some bonus ITM content. It is ITM shorts. Today we got voicemails. Joey, real quick thoughts on the 9-4 Sox win tonight. What do you got?
Nothing makes any sense, man. There's no logic to this world. There's no reason. There's no rationality. Garrett Whitlock has the toughest start or his toughest outing ever as a member of this team. And somehow the offense just decided to come alive. Trevor Story looked great. Doogie looked great. Raffy obviously looked great. It's crazy. It's crazy. We can start to talk about maybe if the beard played a role in all of this, but it's kind of hard to deny.
We're going to have a lengthy beard convo after tomorrow's game. And I think that's going to teach us a lot more. I mean, if the Sox get the damn brooms out, which in the past, I've always made a whole thing about this where I'm like, two games is not a sweep.
Listen.
If the Red Sox win Wednesday, that is a damn sweep. And
that's
that is
huge.
A clean sweep.
I mean, as of right now, the Sox are one game ahead of their 96 pace.
Yeah.
And tomorrow would, a win tomorrow would keep them there. And that's
100%.
Humongous. You leave a two game series in ATL, a game up of the 96 pace, you celebrate, you pop some bottles.
Oh, absolutely. And they would keep their incredible, long time interleague first place streak going. They have the best winning percentage of any team in interleague history. So they would keep that percentage up there. Real quick on tonight, we're going to break this down way more in the next episode we got coming up after Wednesday's game. But it's funny that Garrett Whitlock has the worst start of his career and his ERA falls to a tragic 2.19. That's where he's at. It's funny that Whitlock is so good that a 2.19 ERA looks bad.
I know. That is how. That I really did look at that number and be like, oh, that's a bummer.
Oh, man, he sucks. He's got a 2.19.
It's like, oh, that sucks for him. He must be beating himself up that he failed the 2.19.
Oh, he really has to. But, yeah, I mean, it was, you know, the Raffy slam was incredible. He's sitting cheese there. That pitcher was all over the place. Franchi got walked three times. Mr. Plate Discipline, Franchi Cordero. He's like Barry Bonds up there getting walked. Just a big win. Sox needed it. Story, ropes, everything. But we will break that down more on our next episode after Wednesday's game. It is time for voicemails, Joey. Let's get to it.
Just wanted to come on here and shed light on the fact that today is May 10th day, and there has been no hubbub, no commotion, no partying in the streets for this special day. I mean, Sox had a great game today, and I think we just need to remember the fact that it's May 10th day, and the Sox really came out for it.
Steve, this one's for you. Agree.
Yeah, I fully agree. It is May 10th day, something that we should have made a huge deal about. I know what we are making a big deal about is the fact that you want to be like the 96 Sox. But yeah, May 10th day and the Sox dominate. It's something you love to see, and I kind of saw this coming. What about you, Joy?
I forgot about the entire May 10th. I saw this voicemail transcribed and was like, what on earth is going on? I Googled May 10th day, and you know what Wikipedia or what Google said? Tuesday. It was like, That's what May 10th day is. So entirely over my head, must mean something. So that's great win.
It means the Sox win. That's essentially what it means. And it's one of those, if you know, you know. So if you know, you know.
Hey guys, so happy the Sox won. I'm honestly just curious. What kind, if you had to say that, like, what kind of sandwich
do you think Trevor Story is?
That's all I got right now, but I'm so happy Sox won. See you later. Bye.
That's all I got. I'm so happy Sox won. Bye. Yeah. So do you have an answer for this? Because I got one.
What kind of sandwich? You go first. I got to think on this one.
Okay. So Trevor Story is like an American classic that you didn't quite know about, you know, not him, not that you don't know about Trevor Story, I mean as a sandwich. He's like an American
let me
classic.
Tell you, this guy came from Colorado.
He was in the Derby, Steve.
Yeah, that's why he's on this team. He was in the Home Run Derby.
He's like an American classic sandwich that you only kind of just learned about, that you're like, you know, maybe you fell into like history side of TikTok and you're like, this is what they were eating in the 1920s, and it's like a chicken cutlet that like isn't seasoned with like American cheese and like a whole tomato, and it's called like a Connecticut.
I'm okay with that. That's what Trevor Story is. I'm okay with that. I think that works. I'm not going to have as drawn out a description as that. I think you had to do that to get to your answer, and I think yours isn't going to end up being better than mine. I'm going to say Trevor Story, let's be honest, very clean-cut guy. I think we've talked about it on this show before, that, and I don't say this as an insult, he kind of looks like a creative player. Like he looks like the guy that when you're doing the video game, it starts as a Trevor Story and then you do whatever you want to him. Mm-hmm. So staying with that mentality, relax.
Don't give me that freedom.
Staying with that mentality, I would say he's the sandwich that's at like, it's at every place. It's at a lot of places, but he has like an added element. There's like a special sauce on there. So like it's
if only there was like a sandwich that's really common that has a special sauce.
I'm just saying there's an obvious answer that I'm probably not thinking of here. So what I'm going to say, Joey, and I see your face, what I'm going to say is that he's like a house special sandwich. Well, you know what I was actually going to say?
This wicked common sandwich.
What are you saying? All right, what?
A hamburger is a very common sandwich, is it not?
Whoa, don't even. Are you calling a hamburger a sandwich? What? wait.
The meat and vegetables that go between bread, you're going to say is not a sandwich?
Joey, all right, here's the deal. This could be, the goal of these are to be short, and this could be about an hour long. If we do. My point being, when I think about a sandwich, I think about like an Italian sub. I think about a not even a steak and cheese, I guess a little bit. I think about subs. And I also think about a ham and cheese. That's what I was going to say for Trevor Story. It's like a ham and cheese with like a special sauce or something on it. Like a dress, like a Thousand Island dressing on it or something, which actually with lettuce sounds pretty good. I would have it. Yeah. Trevor Story is a ham and cheese with lettuce and Thousand Island dressing.
And you can do whatever you want to him. Next voicemail.
All I gotta say about tonight, get Schreiber and get Danish on this roster. The bullpen needs some life. If you're gonna keep Whitlock in the rotation, then get those two guys in the bullpen. Have a good day, boys.
I like Schreiber.
I'm not as sold on Apple Danish. I do like Johnny Schreiber. I like his intensity. In the eighth inning, gets out of that situation. Wasn't even a situation, actually. It was funny because I saw him yelling, and I was like, wait, are the bases loaded? Like, no, they're not. I thought he, like, got out of some, like, game about to end. But, I mean, to these guys, like we mentioned before, Joey, they're all high-leverage situations. Like, there haven't been a lot of easy innings. Luckily, in the ninth inning, you know, Schreiber comes back out, and the Sox are up 9-4 because they put up a three spot in the top of the ninth. But I like Schreiber. I mean, how many innings has he pitched this year? Maybe we have him, you know, give us a little bigger sample size before we're like, yeah, we need this guy.
Yeah, but what I've seen, I've liked. I feel good when he's on the mound, which the gut test, I think, is the best test there is.
No, that's fair.
No,
the gut test is good. Also, just with the bullpen, I think it comes down to the eye test. Like it's the eye test, you. Like me. Like when I
it's the Steve test, yeah.
Hansel Robles out there, I lose my mind. So it comes down to the eye test. And when I see Schreiber, what is it?
Jay Schreiber.
When I see Jay Schreiber, I feel pretty good.
Yeah, I feel all right. In reference to the Robles thing real quick, just because like there's guys that we like really root for, i.e. Whitlock, right? And there's just something about being at the top of the team with something, you know, like having the most home runs or the lowest ERA or whatever. When Robles came into today, he had surpassed Whitlock for the ERA title. And then giving up that run, it switched right back. That's a complicated feeling to be rooting for a guy on your own team almost in lieu of another guy on your team. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you have
classic
those
ERA title on May 10th?
Do you know what I mean though? Of just like, a, oh, I want my guy to be leading.
This. They're like, we need to see who's going to win this ERA title 1 month into the season.
Listen, I get locked on to one guy and one set of numbers. Okay. It happens.
Next voicemail.
What's up, boys? How we doing? I got to say, I'm feeling pretty happy. I thought I was going insane there for a little bit. Watching the Red Sox every single night, thinking they had a chance to win, just to be punched in the dick every single time. But hey, here it is. They won tonight. I get to tell my therapist I don't think I'm insane. I hope she buys it because I'm feeling good about where we're at. Just 5.5 games out of a playoff spot. By the way, this is Big Sox guy. Joey, appreciate the shout out in episode 3, man. Keep doing what you guys are doing. Love it. Bye.
Thanks, Big Sox guy.
Let's give a big shout out to Big Sox guy because he is he's what I like to call good in the replies. There's a lot of people that are just annoying in the replies. Big Sox guy, good in the replies. So well done. I mean, let's be honest, Joey. Now more than ever in both of our lives, our livelihoods, our well-being is so tied to the Boston Red Sox and what they're doing and the results of the games. And I feel great right now. They beat the defending world champions 9-4. They whooped them. They were crushing them the whole game. That was never close. That was
that a game, dominant, no doubter.
Yeah, that game didn't get close for comfort at all. But no, I mean, it matters. It matters that you can come out of that game and, you know, have good vibes. And I don't give a damn if it's weird to call a two-gamer a sweep. If they can win Wednesday, that's a damn sweep. And for the team that started 10-19, which was ages ago, that would be an enormous upgrade for that record that was terrible. 13 and 19. I'm good at numbers. 12 and 19 sounds a lot better than 10 and 19.
12 and 19 is basically 108 wins.
Essentially, if you just start canceling all the losses out.
Yeah. Next voicemail. This is probably going to be our last one. You cool with this being our last one?
All right. Yeah, last one.
Hey, guys. Love the pod. I'm just wondering, what would your guys' sign-off be when you get on base? You know, Verdugo does the baby thing. Yeah, I got some waves. I'm curious what you guys would do when you get on base. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you, too.
Wow.
Yeah, that's huge. Wow. Yeah. Now, I thought of a fun little thing here, Steve.
What do you got?
I got a fun little idea here. I got one, but it's for you.
Okay.
So I think I know what yours should be, and I'm going to give you a minute to maybe think of one for your old pal.
Are you basically picking mine for me? Is that what you're doing? Are we getting ice cream and you're basically saying get coffee?
I'm saying I think it would be more exhilarating as a listener to be like, man, what are they going to pick for each other? But people are glued to their ears right now.
People's ears are glued right now.
People driving to work just pulled over and are like, oh my God, are they really about to pick each other's sign-offs? Is that what that is even called? That's what people are doing.
What are we calling this? What, just like hit celebration? Is that the point?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're essentially saying when you're, let's, for the sake of this, because I think the one that's easiest to see with the camera, with Nesson, right? I was going to say single.
Oh, yep.
Now that I think about it, I mean, they might as well be the same. But like, I feel like when the guy hits the single, it's more just chill because he had a single. You know, you're not like flipping out. Double's like, oh, we got a two bagger, we got an extra base hit. So I'm thinking of what I would do if I hit a single.
All right, just give it to me here. What are you doing?
Now that I say that, this makes more sense for a double, but I basically, because to do this, it's kind of ridiculous if you did it on a single, but I would do, you know, a celebration that I always think is badass is the bow and arrow. I think anytime somebody hits you with one of these puppies, I'm like, ooh, that is just like bang, right? Bang.
Yeah. No, I'm seeing it.
I would go with that. I would go with the bow and arrow.
I don't know if that fits you as a dude, though. I'm not like, oh, the big hunter, the big bowsman.
No, I just think it's cool. I'm always trying to imitate cool stuff. So I would go with that. What's your thoughts?
All right. I was...
You're like, mine's not even close.
The one that I chose for you is so infinitely less cool. It was going to be dipping chicken strips.
It was going to be like strips and honey mustard.
Yeah, it was the honey mustard and take a bite. It was going to be what I had in mind. Which I think hilarious. Is more on the nose. That's good. That's really good. For myself, I didn't even think of one, man. You know what I always think is cool?
Real quick. It's kind of like, hey, I know when people hear Mookie, they're like, don't talk about Mookie. Mookie had multiples. All right, you can have multiples. So I'm thinking I do this sometimes, and then other times I dip the chicken and I eat it.
You could do a little fake out where you start to do the bow and then you dip the chicken strips.
Dip the chicken.
And the dugout's going nuts. They're all dipping chicken back at you.
That's what we have to factor into. That's a good point of like what looks the coolest of all the dudes at the top row doing as well in the dugout. Mm-hmm. That was good. If they're all dipping chicken, that actually looks hilarious.
Yeah. I think I've always thought is really cool, like when a professional athlete is so good that they can do something ridiculous and still be cool, you know?
Yeah.
Like I know Cam Newton wasn't trying to look ridiculous, but he did. And it was cool. Like when it was like, no, I'm so good and I'm so cool and I'm so confident I can dress like your grandmother and it's going to look sick while I do it.
I thought you were talking about Cam doing the Superman. I mean, Superman's good.
The Superman's great. No.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, like, what's the silliest thing I could do? Because it would be terrible to, like, be a pitcher. You know, you give up a double to this guy, and then he gets on base, and he's like, just like like the goofiest little, like, like I'm a little teapot thing or something, just like something ridiculous, like, just to get in the
picture a guy. I'm just picturing a guy like getting a curtsy. Yeah, and just being like, oopsie.
Did I do that?
I just got a double.
Because then that pitcher has to be like, I just gave up a hit to that dude. This dude who's having a tea party on second.
I respect that. I think that would be funny.
That's kind of the move.
But
yeah.
Great question,
those
though.
Those are great voicemails, man. Those are all really good.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we go along this season, we'll be doing as many ITM shorts as possible. It's going to be a fun time. Red Sox, get the W tonight. Our next episode, full episode, is going to be coming up after game two of Red Sox Braves. But for your information, if you did not leave a voicemail, please leave a voicemail whenever, not just when we're like, hey, leave a voicemail. Voicemail line is open at all times. 617-299-6267 is the voicemail line. One more time, it is 617-299-6267. Leave your Red Sox thoughts, your stories, your questions, literally anything. Keep it as wide open as possible. Do whatever you want. And then we just roll with it. We'll just react. I got to say, Joey, it's nice to do some recordings where I don't have 5 pages of notes, and it's just like we just kind of react when we get stuff. So I kind of like that. So voicemails is going to be like that. Might have some slide in the DMs here. Who knows? Might have some guests on here. Might have some listeners hop on here when we do these. So that's just a thought off the top of the dome right now. But yeah, like I said, next episode is coming up. Any closing thoughts for the first ITM short, Joey?
I mean, we got a long way to go. What a horrible first episode.
Yeah, terrible, we've right?
I think we shouldn't put it out. That was great. Thanks for everybody leaving your voicemails. And like you said, man, I'm always stoked to see people leaving their thoughts, questions, whatever. So that line's always open. And who knows? Maybe I'll just answer it sometimes. Maybe I'll see a call coming in. I'll pick up and say, what's up?
That would be pretty funny. Just like, hey, how you doing? What's up? What are we doing? It's like,
I'm busy. Make it quick.
Ready. Yeah, it's like, hang up. I wanted to leave a message. Come on. But yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it for the first ITM short. For Joey Capone, I am Steve Perrault. Full episode of Inside the Monster is coming at you after Wednesday's Sox game. We will see you then.